A legacy of greatness, including a national championship, 5 trips to the NCAA tournament, and 2 wins in March Madness.
And Mount St. Mary's is victorious!
You are listening to Mount St. Mary's Basketball on 930 WFMD. Mount Basketball is brought to you by Grafcom, Frederick Keys Baseball, Utz Quality Foods, Emmitsburg Glass, Musselman's, and Littlemore Real Estate. Now let's head courtside for Mount Basketball. Here's Adam Pohl.
And from Capital One Arena here in downtown Washington, D.C., this is Mount St. Mary's Basketball. As tonight, the Mount is under the bright lights once again as they take on Georgetown. As the Mount looks to pull off a big upset, they're 0-2 on the year. The Mount taking on Marquette, falling 80-59 in their season opener. And then for Mount St. Mary's up next, it was a battle with the number 14 team in the land, Notre Dame. And Mount St. Mary's had a lead 14 minutes in. Notre Dame led by 8 into the half and then had a 14-0 run to start the second half. And it was a little bit too much for Mount St. Mary's to overcome. For Georgetown, it is a new era of Hoyas basketball as Patrick Ewing takes over here. He is just the 4th Hoyas coach since John Thompson took over back in 1972. Of course, JT3, John Thompson's son, was let go after his 13th season. The Hoyas have had consecutive losing campaigns. And Patrick Ewing, who is probably undoubtedly the greatest player in Georgetown Hoyas history, has come back home after a long time as an NBA assistant coach. And Ewing guided the Hoyas to a win in their season debut. They are 1-0. They defeated Jacksonville here at home on Sunday afternoon at Capital One Arena, 73-57. And today they take on the Mount in what is a battle of the 2 oldest Catholic institutions in the country. We're going to take a quick break. We're getting ready for a 7 o'clock tip tonight. We return right after this with a conversation with Mount head coach Jamie and Christian. It's coming up next right after this on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for Plumbing Emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
There is something about the people here, an ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Jonah Antonio, and you're listening to The Mayhem, Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Mm-hmm.
Mount basketball once again tonight. My name is Adam Pohl, joined by head coach Jamie and Christian. And a big opportunity tonight as the Mount takes on Georgetown. And it's always nice to play some of these programs, the Georgetowns and the Marylands, that are in our backyard, isn't it, Coach?
Well, you know, it's always fun. You know, it's just a great opportunity. You know, we have a chance. When you're living in an area and coaching an area that has such a rich basketball tradition, it's just great that you get the opportunity to play against them and step on the floor against them, you know, and kind of measure and see where you are. You know, we're all aspiring to be such an elite program. I love what we're building and what we've been able to do. I'm excited for the opportunity to go out here against one of the nation's best year in and year out since, you know, the early 70s with the Georgetown Hoyas.
Not only that, but this arena here, Capital One Arena, formerly known as the Verizon Center, because you recruit so well locally. And these guys have grown up watching basketball games on this floor their whole life. And especially for your freshmen, getting to step on this court has got to have special meaning.
Well, that's the thing for us. We're in such a great area for recruiting and for talent. You know, just such a basketball-rich area. I mean, when you look at teams that win national titles, they all have guys from Maryland or D.C. in these leagues that we recruit against. So we're just trying to do a great job here. You know, we got the job here 6 years ago. You know, I looked at the roster, and we had, like, two guys from Florida. We had a couple guys from Texas. I mean, we had guys from all over the place. And, you know, just really tried to say, look at it and just say, when you look at the history of the Mount, it's always been really powered by players from the Maryland area, the WCAC or the Baltimore Catholic League. And just trying to get back to recruiting the guys that have always made us really good. We've been able to do that over the last few years. We've had a lot of success with it, and we're going to keep recruiting in the area, hopefully better but harder than anyone else. And I think we're going to continue to see great dividends from it.
Here with Jamie and Christian, and speaking of seeing great dividends, you're coming off of a game against Notre Dame, and one of your freshmen, really a few freshmen, took a major step forward, but Bobby Planudis looked so much more engaged in the game. He got into a real flow. He hit three threes, but he really rebounded the ball well.
Well, Bobby's as talented as the kids I think we've had here. We're just trying to do a great job with all these freshmen, just trying to help them learn. I mean, there's a standard of excellence. That's the first thing, and first and foremost, everyone's got to understand. There's a standard of excellence. Mm-hmm. You're either getting it done or you're not. And so what we've tried to do is try to help them understand where that line is, that standard is, but also kind of let them still see how much further they need to go to help get us there. Obviously, a very good statistical game for Bobby the other night. And what the best do is they come back and they're able to do that consistently every single night. And so, you know, it's a real challenge for him to see if he can come out here and do it again consistently. I thought Omar Hobway was fantastic in that game as well. Yeah. His ability to rebound the basketball. Don Carey just keeps getting better every single game. And so, you know, he's got a lot to learn because he's playing that point guard position for us, which means you're basically you're running a lot of different sets, a lot of different actions. And so, you know, he's learning that at a great rate. But I really like our young guys. But I'll tell you what I love more. I love Greg Alexander, I love Chris Ray, and I love Junior Robinson, how they've been able to continue to bring these guys along. They've done a special job of being real leaders, mentors, coaches for those guys, and I think that gives us a chance to be pretty good.
And we watch these players a few hours, you know, a night over a few times a week, but really there's so much that goes on in between games, and this was a tough turnaround. You end up flying from Chicago, you drive from South Bend to Chicago, and then fly out the next morning, which was yesterday. Your coaching staff has got to prepare a game plan, and you're still getting used to teaching these freshmen how to look and evaluate and scout and get ready and prepare for a game, because it's a lot different than when they played in high school.
Yeah, it's hugely different. You know, we're fortunate. We've got a great staff with tremendous energy and passion, and they're really teachers of the game. They've just done a great job of just spending time with the guys in the right ways. You know, and then something I really love about this team, I don't know if we talked enough about, is they really embrace challenges. Mm-hmm. They look at the schedule. They look at what we give them to tell them to do in terms of how they can improve, and they really do a great job embracing it. You know, their energy to get it right is really special. I don't know when it's going to click for our team, but I really like what I'm seeing with our guys every single day. They really want to get it right. They want to get it right for the right reasons. They want to really stay connected as a group. You got special talent when you're able to do that and combine those factors together.
You had a really good defensive start at Notre Dame. It was interesting. The Mount missed their first eight shots from three in the game, but then caught fire, was able to take the lead 23-20. But the reason you were able to take that lead late in the first half was because you played well defensively. And I know you want to see that just over a longer period of time tonight against the Hoyas.
Yeah, you know, traditionally we've been a really elite defensive team within our league play. We were right at 1 point per possession, I believe, against Notre Dame, which is pretty good point per possession wise. That's where we need to be. Need to be in that area there. That's the biggest area that young guys have to grow in just defensively. understand how much friction you have to create when the guy dribble attacks you, how important boxing out is. I know that seems really simple, but you know, the box out at the college level against a grown man is different than a box out against this 15, 16-year-old kid. It's just different. But I think we're learning that. And they've done a great job of accepting that what they need to do better and watching the film and improving on themselves. You know, it's again, I can't say enough about their rate of improvement. But we got a great challenge here against Georgetown tonight. I mean, they're one of the best transition teams I've seen in a long time. I put them up there against like Arkansas was last year. Okay. And they're one of the best rebounding teams, and they play inside out. So that's a challenge in itself. And so we'll see. It's going to be a 3-versus-2s game, which I love. Mm-hmm. And we've got to do a great job of creating early offense for ourselves in transition and then doing a great job of getting back against theirs.
Well, Jamie, and these are the two oldest Catholic institutions in existence, and we hope that the Mount comes out on top tonight.
Yeah, I love our group. I love our ability to compete. You know, we'll see where we are at the end of 40. But if we continue to compete, continue to believe in one another, make some outside shots, we got a chance to be pretty special.
That's Jamie and Christian. We're going to take a break, and we're back with more here from Georgetown right after this. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
Honey, does this cut make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and...
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's. Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular reserve seat flex pack. All flex packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a flex pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors. And we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
This is Don Carey, and we are looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Special night for Mount St. Mary's playing Georgetown here tonight at Capital One Arena. Of course, head coach Patrick Ewing of the Hoyas in just his second game at the helm of Georgetown basketball. And for Mount St. Mary's, an opportunity. The Mount recruits hard in this area. So many local players, as Coach Christian and I just spoke of, getting to really realize a dream here, playing on the floor of the Capital One Arena, an arena they grew up coming to watch the Hoyas and the Washington Wizards and the like. And now they are under the bright lights looking to pull the upset here tonight. Well, both these teams, we've talked a lot about Mount St. Mary's and so many new faces. Of course, the Mount, Chris Ray, is still out. So only three of the players the Mount will suit up tonight had played in a collegiate basketball game prior to this year. And we're seeing the freshmen really start to step up. Bobby Planudis at 11.7 rebounds in the game at Notre Dame. Omar Hobway had 8 points, 5 boards. We saw Don Carey with a big day. He's averaged 9 points. Jonah Antonio has been outstanding in rebounding and steals. And he's averaging 8.5 points per game. But you know, Georgetown's really in a similar spot here as the Hoyas. After a losing year last season, they lost their leading two scorers. Rodney Pryor, a player that we saw over the years at Robert Morris. Pryor transferred and played his final collegiate season here at Georgetown, and he led the Hoyas in scoring. And then LJ Peak, who was a very good Hoya over the years. They are both no longer with the program, having graduated. And now the Hoyas really rely on the 6'10 junior, Jesse Govan, with 20 points and 15 rebounds in the Hoyas' win against Jacksonville on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, as Coach Christian spoke to, Georgetown is a team with great size, and really much like their starter or their head coach, that is, Patrick Ewing, they love to go down low. They play inside out. The Mount St. Mary's a team that shoots a lot of threes, and if the Mount can hit them, as Coach Christian says, we love to trade three for their two. So we're getting ready for Mount St. Mary's basketball here tonight. We're going to take one more quick break. We return, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip here from Georgetown as we get it going. It's the Mount and the Hoyas right here, as this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Jamie and Christian, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Beautiful rendition of the national anthem. That was Kaylee Nelson. And we're getting ready for Mount St. Mary's and Georgetown. Great to have you with us here for Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Well, Mount St. Mary's, they've been wearing their throwback jerseys. They're going to be wearing their regular road blue tops today, white lettering, gold trim. And the Hoyas are in their regular grays, those silver tops with blue lettering and no trim. Let's take a look at the Mount and their head coach, Jamie and Christian. And for Mount St. Mary's, they get it going with Junior Robinson, the 5'5" senior, averaging 17 points per game early on this year. He has 15 of the Mount's 47 field goals on the year. Bobby Planudas, the 6'8" freshman forward, tied for the team lead with 11 rebounds for the first two games of this season will start. Jonah Antonio, the redshirt freshman from Perth, Australia, who has 19 of his 21 three-point attempts or shots have been three-point attempts. Donald Carey, 9 points per game The 6'5 freshman from Upper Marlboro. He's also second of the team with 6 assists in his first 2 games. Carey getting the start, and the big man, Ryan Gomes, who has scored 6 points in each of his first 2 games. Gomes, the 6'10 sophomore center from Westminster, Maryland. He'll be challenged by Georgetown's big front line here tonight. Head coach Jamian Christian in his 6th year at the helm of the Mount. This is his 2nd time here coaching against Georgetown. The Mount, in their last visit here, they were down by 2 at half. They ended up falling 72-50. Rashad Wack led them out. It was almost exactly 5 years ago on November the 24th, and Wack scored 11 points in that game. Now for the Hoyas, they've got a 6'3 freshman guard from Canada, from Ontario, Javon Blair. Averaged 23 points per game as a senior in high school, and he played 18 minutes in his collegiate debut for the Hoyas on Sunday. A 6'4 senior guard from New Orleans, Jonathan Mulmore, a JUCO transfer from Allegheny College in Maryland, now in his 2nd year with the Hoyas. Jesse Govan. Actually, they announced Caleb Johnson, number 32, next. A 6'6 junior from South Hill, Virginia. And Johnson was a bench fixture in 2 years prior, but now into the starting rotation. Marcus Derrickson from nearby Bowie, Maryland. An 83% free throw shooter last year. He scored 20 points and had 8 rebounds in the win against Jacksonville. And then Jesse Govan, the center from Queens Village, New York. 6'10, he stands. A junior, he's the leading returning scorer for the Hoyas. He averaged 10.1 points per game last year. And Govan had a big opener, 20 points, 15 rebounds for the Hoyas. And, of course, head coach Patrick Ewing in his first year. And Coach Ewing played in 3 Final Fours and was the dominant player for Georgetown in their lone national championship when they defeated Houston in 1984. Now, Mount St. Mary's, they played at the home of the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday, and that was at the Bradley Center in a loss to Marquette. And after playing at Notre Dame on Monday night, here we go. Mount basketball, as the Mount is here at the home of the Washington Wizards and the longtime home of the Hoyas, as Georgetown looking for a bit of a revitalization of their program under Coach Ewing after they have struggled recently. Georgetown has not been to the Sweet 16 since the 2007 year. That was also the last time the Hoyas were in the Final Four. And they are a team that's picked to be near the bottom of the Big East this season as Coach Ewing tries to rejuvenate and rebuild the program. But even with that being the case, it would be a big upset if the Mount can pull it off tonight. Govan for the Hoyas, Gomes for the Mount in the jump circle as we get ready to tip this thing off here from Capital One Arena. And the opening tip won by Georgetown. Going left to right on your radio dial, we're underway as this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Johnson outside left. They get a post touch immediately to Derrickson. Double team comes. He turns to his left and hooks it home. It rattled around and fell in over the double team. And Georgetown on top, 2-0. Their size and power down low is going to be a big factor tonight. Junior Robinson between the circles. To his right around the screen. Swings it well back outside. Jonah Antonio finds Junior again, 15 to shoot. Junior is guarded by a 6'4 guard, Mulmore, about a foot taller. 10 to shoot. Antonio setting a screen. Robinson to his right, swinging to Gomes underneath, putting it up, no good, but a foul. And Gomes will go to the line to shoot 2. So the Mount late in the shot clock, getting a good look at the basket from inside the lane. And Gomes, who made 2 free throws at Notre Dame on Monday night, steps to the line. 2-for-4 on the year. As the free throw is up and no good. It was strong and to the right. Well, we're just underway, 45 seconds in, and it's 2-0 Georgetown. So happy to have you with us here for Mount Basketball at Capital One Arena. And Gomes cannot connect on the second, a bit short. So he misses both in Georgetown. They get a rebound from Derrickson, and now it is Mulmore up the floor. Straight away he goes to his left, still on the outside, looking down low. Now on the wing, it is Johnson. Post touch for Govea. Swinging it to a cutting Caleb Johnson, who lays it in with the left hand. A good pass by Govan in Georgetown. Two baskets down low, up 4-0 early. As we're a minute in, Don Carey now looking to drive the basketball. Carey, jump pass for Gomes underneath, and Gomes scores with the right hand. A great drive and dish by Don Carey, second on this Mount Clemens assist. And now full court pressure here from the Mount as Antonio knocked that ball away from Javon Blair. It's out of bounds. It'll stay Hoyas basketball. And it looks like Caleb Johnson, 6'6" junior, once again, first time as a starter here with Georgetown. He had started two games in 63 played prior. And they're going to get a foul on Junior Robinson for a hand shot as Mulmore brought the ball up the floor. And Junior's the guy for the Mount. They need to stay on the floor. That's a little bit of a cheapie out of the gate. 4-2 Georgetown, a minute and a half in. As Johnson inbounds, and now Mulmore has it between the circles. Outside left, Blair. The Mount guards closely. Blair, cross-court pass, Mulmore. Top of the key, Govan. As Govan looking down low, bounces, post-touch, Derrickson turning, right-handed hook, good. Georgetown getting it into the paint and scoring. And now Carey brings it up the floor as the Hoyas are 3-for-3 from the floor out of the gate tonight. And it's going to be hard for the Mount to shut them down. They run a weave up top. Junior going to his left, driving down the lane alone to lay it in. Junior Robinson flashing to the goal and a right-handed layup. We've got a whistle and an offensive foul. Mulmore pushing off of Robinson to get free to try to get to that pass and an offensive foul, and it's Mount basketball. Georgetown on top 6-4, 17:56 to play first half. As from the baseline, offensive half of the floor, it's carried out of inbound for Mount St. Mary's. Carey looking, he'll get it into the big Gomes, hands it back to Carey in the corner. Carey pull up, 2-point field goal, and good! Don Carey knocks it down, and we're tied at 6 apiece. And Mulmore brings it up the floor, double team backcourt, throws it to Derrickson, top of the key, looking for three, and no good, back of the iron, fight for the rebound. Govan's got it for Georgetown. On the baseline, double team, kicks it out straight away, Mulmore driving in, and we've got an offensive foul. Junior Robinson taking the charge, and Mulmore has picked up his second foul in an instant. The Mount basketball looking for the lead. And important to note, 6-foot guard, a senior grad student, Trey Dickerson, is not playing tonight for the Hoyas as he is out with a concussion he suffered during practice leading into this game. Though a little thin as far as guards are considered, the Hoyas bring in Jagan Mosley, who is a sophomore. They run a weave up top. Junior Robinson, here's a tough three, and it's short, hitting the left side of the iron. And now the other way, here come the Hoyas. Johnson getting it out. Here's a Govan transition three, and he connects from straight away. Stepping into it there, Jesse Govan. The Hoyas very good in transition, and it is now a 9-6 lead for Georgetown. Carey outside right. Carey looking for a flashing Gomes. It was knocked away and a steal. Here come the Hoyas. Blair with a lead up to Johnson. Johnson going up, putting it off glass and in. So Georgetown getting 5 points quickly. And now they bring a little bit of man pressure as it's now 11-6. The Hoyas in front. And here's Junior Robinson. Outside left in the front court. Antonio gives a screen. Junior going to his right. Now around a Gomes screen. Jump pass, Gomes! Flashing in and a two-handed slam. And we've got a timeout, Georgetown. With 16:27 to play in this first half. And Mount St. Mary's looking good on the offensive side of things in the early going. The Hoyas on top, 11-8. We're going to take a quick break. We return here to Capital One Arena right after this as you're listening into Mount St. Mary's basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack. With exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Junior Robinson, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball, 930 WFMD.
Well, it's been a fast offensive start for both of these teams. Georgetown 5 of 6 on the floor, and their one miss, an offensive rebound. They've scored every time down. And for Mount St. Mary's, they are 4 of 5 from the floor in the early going. It's Georgetown on top, 11-8, and the Hoyas calling a quick timeout here, 16-27 to play first half. Fans, Mount Basketball, it's presented by Warner Service. Warner Service provides plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services, so give them a call. Call Warner at 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER. Or visit online at www.warnerservice.com. Warner Service, the presenting sponsor of Mount St. Mary's Basketball on the radio. Now, out of the gate here, Ryan Gomes has flashed to the bucket. The Mounts really got into the front of the hoop. Junior Robinson with a drive and layup. Then he got a double team. Gomes, the screener, was able to flash to the basket twice to score. And Don Carey hit a nice baseline jumper as well. And so we've got an 11-8 ball game. But the Hoyas, it's going to be hard for the Mount to contain Georgetown's offensive size. And that's going to be pivotal to try to get the Hoyas to take jump shots and then find a way to rebound the basketball. And once again, out of the gate, the Hoyas are 5 of 6 from the floor. It is Georgetown basketball out of this timeout. Caleb Johnson, the junior, will inbound. Mount St. Mary's full court pressure. Greg Alexander is in for the Mount. As Alexander, averaging 8 points per game off the bench for Mount St. Mary's. Johnson to inbound. He gets it in backcourt. Mosley. The Mount does not double team. Now they do in the backcourt. Mosley getting it over to Johnson on the right sideline, and he brings it across the timeline with 3 seconds to spare. Jakon Mosley now with the basketball going to his left side. Mosley looking to drive to the foul line. Swings it right wing. Baseline drive. We got a whistle. They're going to get a bump foul on Planudis, who thought Derrickson, the junior forward, had pushed off. But the foul is on Mount St. Mary's. And now Johnson is going to inbound here from the baseline. And he gets it into Blair. Pull-up jumper quickly across the iron. No, but Govan, Derrickson, the rebound. Outside of Govan, three! And he hits it, and we got a foul. Gomes fouling a three-point shooter. And Govan's got a chance for a four-point play. How about that? Well, Mount St. Mary's has not been able to get a defensive stop in this game, even though offensively they've looked really sharp. And it's 14-8, the Hoyas lead it. Omar Hopway is checked in for the Mount. Planudis out for a first time today. Carey exits and Junior's back in as the free throw good, and Govan with a four-point play. He's got 7 points in this game on 2 field goals. How about that? Now here's Junior against man-to-man pressure, bringing it up quickly. Stops near the Georgetown logo. Actually, Carey stays in the game as Robinson to his right. Bouncing for Hopway, stepping into a three, but strong. And the rebound, the Hoyas got it. Going down to the ground, but keeping his dribble, Mosley. And Georgetown with a 7-point lead in the ball. Now for the Hoyas, Johnson. Up top, Govan, around the perimeter. Post-touch, Derrickson. Derrickson double-team, turning. Shot no good across the iron. Offensive rebound and a foul on Mount St. Mary's. The Mount just is not capturing any of these defensive rebounds after they did so in their first 2 games. The size and power of the Hoyas is paying big-time dividends early. And Govan is going to go to the line. The foul on Don Carey, and it is his first, team's 4th. And the free throw, good. Though, can the Mount find a way to start getting a few stops here? Georgetown getting a 4-point play off of an offensive rebound pass out. 3-point shot make and foul as Govan now connects And the Hoyas have a 9-point lead early, 17-8, 5.5 minutes here, as Don Carey will bring it up the floor from Mount St. Mary's. Boy, the Mount missing Chris Ray in the early going today, no doubt about that. Here's Robinson between the circles, gets a screen, goes right, kicks it out. Antonio, a three straight away, no good. He got a good look there, and here come the Hoyas. Up the left side of the floor, Johnson. Johnson stops, and around the perimeter it goes. Govan looking down low. They get Derrickson on the block. Triple team comes. He passes out. On the outside, a corner look for three, and no good, and the Mount gets the rebound. Blair cannot connect. The first stop the Mount's able to get, and Junior Robinson got the rebound. As now the screen, he goes to his left, still on the outside. Junior backing up, driving it into the lane. Junior, tough scoop shot, no good. He got caught in the air looking to pass, and now the Hoyas the other way. Here's Blair taking it in, a runner with the left hand. It's too strong. Fight for the rebound. It's a foul over the back on the Hoyas. They get Marcus Derrickson on the foul, and it's Mount basketball as Gomes will check back in for Hobway. 17-8. Georgetown leading. Well, the Hoyas rebound. They are looking to run. They play a faster tempo game under head coach Patrick Ewing than they did in the really half-court era, if you will, of their former coach, JT3, John Thompson III. As Carey around the screen, finding Antonio right side, step back, long three, good! Jonah connects, a big three for the Mount, and it's 17-11. That was a tough step back three, and Antonio knocked it down. Now Georgetown the other way. Johnson, they front the post. Top of the key, a look for three for the Hoyas. Good. Javon Blair connecting his third three of the young season. And Georgetown's lead is back to nine. On top, 20-11. As Don Carey, top of the key, gets a man in the air. Finds Gomes outside of the block. And it gets it back out to Junior Robinson. Well outside right. Coach Christian calls the play. 12 seconds to shoot. Screen set. Junior's on the drive down the lane. Nearly had it torn away. Out to Antonio. Pump fake. He drives. Pull up. Foul line jumper just a bit short. And a rebound. Govan of Georgetown. Here come the Hoyas pushing. Blair kicking it outside. Now on the right wing. Johnson, the left-hander on three. No good strong. He gets his own rebound. Goes up. Has it knocked away. Fight for the board. Jump ball. Mount basketball on the opposition arrow. Though the Mount able to tie up Caleb Johnson there. It's Georgetown on top, 20-11. 13-23 to play first half. As Mount St. Mary's starting to settle in a bit defensively, and we'll see if they can start chipping away here. Down by nine, this is time for the largest lead for the Hoyas as the Mount runs a weave well behind the three-point line. Here's Don Carey to his left near the top of the key. Still looking, finds Junior Robinson between the circles. 10 to shoot. Gomes gives a screen. Robinson on the drive down the lane. Lays it up. No good. Gomes has it knocked out of his hands. Here come the Hoyas. Mosley looking with a long pass ahead, and he threw it away. It's Mount basketball. Though sometimes you can try to go too fast. They were trying to get the 6'7 freshman forward, Jamarco Pickett, but it was outside of his reach on the pass down low, and the Mount has the basketball. 20-11, Georgetown. Antonio setting a screen. Carry to his right, jump pass for Gomes. Gomes has it in the block. Out to Antonio at three. No good. Across the iron, and a rebound, Antoine Walker of the Hoyas, and here they come. Mosley looking to drive right side of the lane. Runner off glass and in. And the Hoyas have their largest lead of the game on top of the Mount, 22-11. They are doubling up Mount St. Mary's here at Capital One Arena. As we've got 12-18 to play. Carey, left-handed dribble. Antonio well outside left. Now finds Gomes. Gomes on the perimeter. Looking for Junior Robinson, now finding him near the center of the floor. Eight to shoot. And the Mount having to make something happen off the screen and roll. Robinson on the outside. Robinson looking, still looking. Contested jumper, back of the iron, no. Long rebound to Pickett here for Georgetown. He brings it up the floor. Pickett looking to drive it in. Puts up a tough runner, no, but a foul. As he went into Antonio. And Pickett will shoot his first collegiate free throws coming after this media timeout. So the Hoyas have been in control early. Their size has been the main factor. As 11:52 to play in this first half, it's Georgetown 22 and Mount St. Mary's 11. And back with more right after this as you're listening to Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
Big Cup.
50%
more.
Homemade
test. Only from
Musselman's.
Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good, you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and...
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
This is Chris Ray, and you're listening to the Mayhem, Mount Basketball, 930 WFND.
Georgetown on top, 22-11 over the Mount. We've got 11:52 to play in the first half here from Capital One Arena. The artist formerly known as the Verizon Center. Hi, fans, we're Graphcom, and it's nice to meet you. We want thousands of others to meet you as well. Together, we'll discover marketing solutions to help your audience discover you. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 1-800-669-1664. That's 800-669-1664 to learn more. So, just over 4 minutes ago, Coach Ewing called a timeout. The Mount was 4 of 5 to start the game from the floor, but they are just 1 of 8 since. They have not scored in the past 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And the Hoyas enjoy their largest lead of the game right now at 22-11 on top by 11 points. As Chamorco Pickett will go to the line here to shoot two coming out of this media timeout. Mount St. Mary's had a great offensive start, but they just could not slow down the bigs of the Hoyas out of the gate. At Georgetown, you know, the goal here is to force the Hoyas to shoot jumpers, but they are now 3 of 6 from three. Jesse Govan has hit 2 of them. He's got 9 points and 5 rebounds already. So the junior big man has been outstanding. Chris Sodom has come in, a 7'3" freshman center from Nigeria. He's checked in for Georgetown. As Pickett, it's the first of two. Pickett, who's from D.C., is a Washington Wizards fan growing up and playing here in the arena. He came to watch games as a youngster. As he makes them both, and it's 24-11 Georgetown. The Mount now against pressure. Alexander gets it in, and the Mount breaks it. Here's Junior Robinson, and he'll walk it across the timeline. Could not get an advantage, and the Mount into a half-court set. Hoyas have scored the last 7 in this game. Hopway setting a screen. Screen to both sides. Junior to his right. Bouncing for Gomes. And Gomes flashes and scores. Laying it up and in. As the Hoyas flashed out to guard Junior Robinson. And he made an outstanding pass again. Double team in the front court now. Long cross-court pass. Catching Johnson. Stopping with a left hand and scoring. Over Gomes. 26-13. The Hoyas lead. All right, when the Mount gets a big bucket, the Hoyas have been able to answer quickly, and they're on top by 13. Here's Hobway left wing, up top for Alexander. Alexander now to Plenutis. Screen, Plenutis to his right. Now Hobway top of the key. Alexander taking a tough three, short. Gomes the offensive rebound, kicking it back out, and the Mount resets. We got 10:52 to play first half as Mount St. Mary's tries to get things going. Here's Alexander on the drive, but he traveled before he took it towards the hole, as Robinson found him, and Alexander made a move before putting the ball to the floor, and the turnover gives it back to the Hoyas. This is the part of the floor, though, that Mount St. Mary's needs to get it going. Gomes comes out, Antonio in, so the Mount going small here. Hobway is going to guard the 7'3" center in Sodom.
And now a double team backcourt against the Hoyas. Pickett brings it up quickly. Pickett swinging it into the corner. Here's a three. It's an air ball as Walker missed everything. And a rebound, Alexander. The Mount brings it up the left side of the floor. Junior Robinson getting a screen, going to his right. Robinson driving it and going up, lays it up and in. Over the bigs to score. Robinson has had an outstanding start to this one. He's got 4 points and now pressure, and the Mount's going to force a steal. Antonio getting it in the backcourt. He gets it over to Alexander. Here's Junior. Straight away, Junior thinking about a drive, but brings it back out. 26-15, the Mount down by 11. Antonio setting a screen. Now he's going to get it right side to look for three. No good. Jonah had a great look just off the iron, and the Hoyas the other way. Mulmore, or check that, Mosley. Outside right, going to his left. Mosley looking to drive. He's the foul line, turning. Knocked away, but a foul. They're going to get Jonah Antonio swiping for the basketball. And that's going to be the second foul on Antonio, the first Mount player to get his second. And we'll have to see if they're going to rule that in the act of shooting. Sixth team foul. And they're not going to foul on the floor. So Georgetown will inbound from the baseline on top, 26-15. Caleb Johnson to inbound for the Hoyas. Govan is checked back in. Baseline jumper, Pickett, no good across the iron. And Junior Robinson the rebound as he jogs it up the right sideline. So the Mount trying to get it back to single digits. Top of the key, Junior. And he backs it up on the dribble. The Mount getting some stops now. Midway through this first half. Hobway will come set a screen. 13 to shoot. Robinson behind the back pass for Hobway. Now Alexander a three. Good! Greg Alexander connects. And the Hoyas just called another timeout. Boy, they got four to take. And they've taken two of them. Coach Ewing, as it's 26-18. Mount St. Mary's getting within eight with the Greg Alexander three. And Junior Robinson is racking up the assist. They've only got him down for two, but I'm surprised he doesn't have more after that made three-point attempt. We're going to take a quick break. Actually, I think it is just a short 30-second break. And with that, we're going to keep it right here. Fans, a reminder that you can call now to get individual game and Mount St. Mary's season tickets. Actually, the box office at Knott Arena will open again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So call then as we get ready to kick off the home schedule next Tuesday night against York College. Be a part of Mount Mayhem. Season tickets go for as low as $65. You can get your tickets at 301-447-5700. Once again, that number, 301-447-5700. Mount St. Mary's has trailed by as many as 13. They're now down by 8. As Georgetown has not scored in the last 2 minutes' time. And the Mount looking to bring some pressure. They have forced the Hoyas into 5 turnovers. They inbound the backcourt double team on Mosley. He gets it over to Pickett, bringing it up. Now for Mosley, looking to drive it in. Mosley all the way in. It's going to go out of bounds and a very late whistle and a foul. The ball went out of the hands of Mosley, and it went was last touched by Ahoya. And when it hit out of bounds, a whistle rang, and they're going to get Ryan Gomes on the foul. So a late call, but for Gomes, his second foul. We've still got 9-12 to play in this first half. As Mosley's at the line, looking to shoot two. And the first free throw is good. Mosley went to the famed St. Anthony's High School in New Jersey. That is a program that has won more state championships than any in the United States. Bobby Hurley's father, then longtime head coach there. 32 state titles. Mosley was a part of one. Second free throw, no. Govan went over the back to try to keep the rebound alive, and it's Mount basketball. A foul on Jesse Govan. And that is his first. And team's fifth, I believe, on the Hoyas. So now basketball against pressure. The inbound to carry. No double team in the backcourt as Don will bring it up. The freshman with a left-handed dribble. 27-18, Mount St. Mary's trails. Screen set. Carey goes around it to the right. Carey now near the baseline. Gets it out to Hoboy. Hobway looking, top of the key, hands for Junior Robinson. Straight away, top of the key on the dribble drive, step back, hanging, shot short, and the rebound brought down by the Hoyas. As Pickett, long lead pass at the left sideline. Pickett stepped into a three, but he took an extra step and a travel before the shot, and the turnover gives it back to the mound. With 8:44 to play here in this first half. ...27-18 Georgetown, but the Mounts struggled really early defensively, and that is not the case right now. They're starting to get some stops. Let's see if they can knock down some threes and chip away. Carey near the center circle, going to his right, guarded very closely. Carey on the dribble, 17 to shoot, going to his right. Carey looking to drive, he's under the basket now, getting it to a cutting Planudis. Whistle, and Planudis traveled. And it's now Georgetown basketball. As Pickett will inbound and the Mount with a few empty possessions here. Georgetown's not scored in 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Can the Mount keep the defense alive as Pickett gets it over to Blair? Here's a baseline drive and a layup right there to score. Caleb Johnson. And it's now 29-18 Georgetown. Here's Junior Robinson. Robinson looking down low, nothing there. Kicks it back outside for Alexander. Here's Carey getting a screen. Top of the key, on the drive, into the lane, floating it up off glass and here. What a nice take by Don Carey to score. And the Mount makes it a single-digit game again at 29-20, inside 8 minutes to play in this first half. The Hoyas now on the outside. This is Javon Blair. And Javon Blair gets it to Mosley, and he brings it near the center circle. Screen set, they look for a post touch. Now Pickett, they're gonna get it to Govan, back to the bucket on Hobway. Jump pass down low, Pickett underneath, and he scores. The Hoyas starting to get it down low again, and they get a prime look at the hoop. That's what Coach Ewing wanted, and it's now 31-20. Around the perimeter now for the Mount, Planudis. Planudis getting it to Alexander, right wing three, strong. Caught the back of the iron. Blair the other way for Georgetown. Blair getting it now to Johnson. Here's a corner three, good! Knocking it down, Pickett, and a timeout, Mount St. Mary's. With 7:11 to play in this half, Georgetown's lead is now 34-20. A 14-point advantage for the Hoyas. We're gonna take a break. We return to Capital One Arena right after this, as this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
This is Greg Alexander, and we're looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
We welcome you back to Capital One Arena. My name is Adam Pohl. As 7:11 to play, Georgetown is now on top 34-20 in this first half. Here as the Hoyas have shot 12 of 20 from the floor and 4 of 8 from 3. That's a big number. They've out-rebounded them out 16-6. So Georgetown's been dynamic down low. And after their second timeout with Coach Ewing, there's no doubt that the Hoyas, who had not scored in 3 minutes' time, they focused on getting that ball back down low. And they have now connected on three consecutive field goal attempts. And the Hoyas are on top by 14. It was 7:11 to play in this first half. Fans, Mount Basketball brought to you by Little More Real Estate. Don't settle for less, get a little more. Buy Utz Quality Foods, fresh tasting snacks for families and entertaining. Well, thank you to our great sponsors of Mount Basketball for another big season. The Mount have gone to the NCAA tournament in two of the last 4 years and trying to build towards another trip with this very young club. Trailing by 14 here at Georgetown. It's Mount Basketball as Don Carey will bring it up here for the Mountaineers. Carey comes front court right on the outside. Here's Planudis. Planudis still outside left. Now Junior Robinson on the wing. Robinson to his right near the top of the key. Here's Carey, 13 to shoot. Carey looking down low, nothing there. Bounce for Alexander, straightaway three, good! Greg Alexander connects. Alexander once again from downtown. His second three-point make of the half, and the Mount, they needed that bucket. It's 34-23. Man pressure as Georgetown brings it up the floor. Mosley going all the way, looking foul, and he scores. They're going to get Hobway on the foul. So Mosley went coast-to-coast against the man-to-man pressure. And a chance to finish off a three-point play. Jamie and Christian did not like that foul. He thought Hobway was there. First foul on Hobway. Georgetown's now into the bonus. The Hoyas, 6 of 7 from the foul line, where the Mount has attempted just 2 free throws in this game. As the free throw attempt good. And it is now 37-23, Georgetown, back on top by 14. They've had an answer for the Mount, but we'll try to get a run going here to get back to single digits. Planudis on the outside. Now Junior Robinson going to his right. Don Carey has it between the legs of the dribble on the right wing. They get out on Alexander defensively, 12 to shoot. Here's Robinson to his right, driving in, kick out. Carey, right wing three, no good. Off the back of the iron, skying for the rebound, Johnson. Here come the Hoyas. Johnson brings it up. Right wing, a look for three. Good! Knocking it down, Mosley. The Hoyas shooting well from the outside. They're on top 40-23, and this their largest lead of the game. Georgetown connecting from deep here in this one. Here's Carey on the wing, back for Hobway. Hobway looking to make a move, handing for Junior Robinson, who brings it back out. Now Planunas thought about a three. He puts it to the floor, bouncing for Alexander. Cutting is Carey, a beautiful back cut, and a layup good. Don Carey looking outstanding, and it's 40-25. The Hoyas lead by 15 with 5.5 minutes remaining here in this first half. Half court set for Georgetown. Mosley looking down low, back to the bucket, Govan over to Blair. Blair shot fouled and he scores. And the Hoyas have now hit 6 consecutive field goal attempts. They are finding that offensive rhythm again. And Mount St. Mary's is having a tough time slowing the offenses of these top 6 conference majors. Marquette scored 80. Notre Dame had 88. And here now are the Hoyas. They've got 42 points, and there's still 5:17 to play in this first half as the free throw good. The Javon Blair with a three-point play. 43-25 Georgetown. Of course, the Mount's best defensive player, Chris Ray, is out. And that really hurts the Mount down low. Carey going to his left, jump pass, cross court for Antonio. This is a long three, well short. The Mount not going for the offensive board. Georgetown brings it down, Govan, and he gets it up now. Here for Mosley on the drive, a runner off glass, and it goes here. It's just too easy for the Hoyas now. Offensively driving the ball to the basket and scoring very quickly. And Mount St. Mary's is going to call another timeout as the Georgetown lead has swelled to 20. The Hoyas on top 45-25 now with 4:43 to play here in this first half. We're going to take a break and we're back with more here from Capital One Arena. Tough start for the Mount. Georgetown's offense has been dynamic as this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little.
And Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Jamie and Christian, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Adam Poole back with you from Capital One Arena, and it's been a tough start for the Mount. Georgetown's offense has just been unstoppable. They've hit seven consecutive field goals here, and the Hoyas lead has swelled to 20 points, 45-25, here with now 4:38 to play. The Mount running a weave up top. Junior Robinson hands for Don Carey. Don Carey bouncing for Gomes, who will dunk it home. That's a fourth time that Gomes has flashed to the bucket and scored. He's got 8 points for the Mount, and now a double team near center floor on Mosley, who swings it over to Johnson. Left wing, Johnson getting it back, pump fake. Mosley has it, and Georgetown sets into a half-court set. It's Blair, top of the key. Pickett will take a three, and it's good. Wow, the Hoyas are 6 of 10 from three in this game. 48-27, they've been lights out. An incredible 68% from the floor. The Hoyas, 17 of 25. Alexander, a tough pickup three. He just pulls up and he hits. Boy, Greg Alexander on the dribble, and he knocks it down. 48-30 now. The Georgetown lead, double team backcourt. Pickett swings it for Johnson. Johnson down low, putting it up, and a blocking foul on Gomes. And he's going to go to the line. Will Pickett for, or I should say, Will Caleb Johnson for two. And Gomes just got his third foul. And we're going to see Ace Stallings, who played his high school basketball just down the road at Sidwell Friends High School, coming into the game now for Mount St. Mary's. Timeout on the floor, 3:40 to play. In this first half, Georgetown on top, 48-30. We take a break and we return right after this, as this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
There is something about the people here, an ethic of hard work and community. So when Local Brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Junior Robinson, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Great to have you back with us here from Mount Basketball from Capital One Arena. Georgetown on top, 48-30 at the final media timeout of this first half, as we've got 3:40 to play. The Hoyas have hit eight consecutive shots. Mount St. Mary's has shot 48% from the floor. And when they do that, they really should be right in this game. But Georgetown's offense has just been way too much for the Mount in this first half so far. Fans, Mount Basketball brought to you by Muscle Men's, making delicious applesauce and apple products. It's more than just a job, it's a way of life. By Emmitsburg Glass, a full-service glass contractor serving the Mid-Atlantic, and by Frederick Keys Baseball. 2018 ticket plans available now at frederickkeys.com. The Hoyas at the line will have Caleb Johnson to shoot two. Getting just the, well, the second start of the year for him, but the fourth of his collegiate career, and this is junior season. Johnson had not shot a free throw coming into this game, in their first game against Jacksonville. This will be his first foul shot of the year. As the first of two is up, and it's short, no good. The Hoyas have out-rebounded about 18-6. Hard to believe Mount St. Mary's has six rebounds in this game, and we are more than 16 minutes in. Second free throw rattles around and goes in. A Stallings had a nice box out there, but that went home. And it's 49-30, the Hoyas lead it. As Don Carey with a pass up to Alexander. And now Junior Robinson has to his left around the perimeter. Right back to Carey. Carey will stop outside left, looking down low. Nothing there. 15 to shoot. And the mount will reset. Stallings gives a screen. Carey to his left, looking to drive it in. Stops, hesitation, dribble, kick out. Junior Robinson traveled it as he got caught in the air. Mosley jumped to try to deny him, and Junior tried to not leave his feet, but it was too late. And the turnover gives it back to the Hoyas. The mount trying to make a late substitution here to get Homboy on the floor, but they're not going to get him into the game. 3:17 to play first half. The Hoyas on top by 19 points. As Johnson inbounds, and now Mosley will bring it up the floor against man-to-man defense from Mount St. Mary's. Mosley with a left-handed dribble near center floor. Coach Ewing calling a play. And Mosley now between the circles, getting a screen. Going left, Mosley on the outside. Finding Johnson, top of the key, left-handed stroking. Three, good. Another one falls for Caleb Johnson. And it's now 52-30. The Mount may have to start trying to deny that three-point shot. They're giving open three-point looks, and the Hoyas are just knocking them down. Here's Robinson, right wing, jump past Stallings underneath, and fouled. And Ace Stallings is going to go to the line to shoot two. Looking for his first collegiate points, Ace Stallings in his hometown here in D.C. Actually, his hometown's Miami, Florida, but Ace went to high school here in the district, as we spoke of prior. And he will shoot two at the line. The free throw is up and off glass and in. Stallings banking at home, and it's 52-31, the Hoyas, 2:40 to play. As Omar Hobway is checked into the game for the mound. And Junior Robinson takes a quick respite. Stallings now with his second, no good. Back of the iron. Boy, Greg Alexander got elbowed there on the box out, but the Hoyas the other way quickly. Driving baseline, taking it in, losing it. The Hoyas, the ball's loose, they've got it back. Johnson has it, back outside for Mosley, and Georgetown will slow it down. That was an aggressive take towards the hoop. But the Hoyas lost the basketball. Here's a three straight away, but we got an offensive foul. It's an illegal screen. Chris Sodom came to give the screen, as Mosley pulled up straight away for a long three, but it's a foul on Georgetown Mount basketball, the turnover. And now Planudis will check into the game for Mount St. Mary's. Junior Robinson's right back in, Hobway to the bench, as Bobby Planudis will inbound. Well, Mount St. Mary's, they've played pretty well offensively, but they have had a tough time slowing down the Hoyas attack. Junior Robinson outside left, getting a screen, going to his right on the drive, and got caught in the air, and it's out of bounds Mount basketball. 2:04 on the game clock, 17 to shoot. Robinson going up against Sodom, who is 2 feet taller than him, 7'3". Junior standing at 5'5". As Carey to inbound from the baseline, getting it into Robinson, pump fake on a three, going to his left, still on the outside, whistle, and they're going to get an illegal screen on Ace Stallings, who ran into Sodom there. And the turnover gives it right back to the Hoyas. Now that is the first on Stallings. Antonio's back into the game for Mount, playing with two fouls. As full court pressure, they're going to get a lead in pass ahead of Mosley. Bringing it up quickly, looking to drive. Jump pass over the top for Sodom. Catching. It was knocked away. Stallings. Sodom got it back. He gets it over to Blair. Blair in the lane to score. On a pull-up 8-foot jump shot, And it's now 54-31 Georgetown. Now, even when the Mount has denied initially, Georgetown's been there. Stallings setting a screen. Junior Robinson driving in, putting it up, and scoring. Fouled in the bucket with a left hand. What a drive for Junior Robinson. It'll go to the line to try to finish off a three-point play. That's going to be the second foul on Soda. It is the seventh team foul on the Hoyas. And Junior trying to finish off a three-point play. An aggressive drive, scoring over the seven-footer. And he puts it home. Robinson now in this game, 7 points to go with two assists. Double team on the inbound. Mosley, though, gets it over to Blair. Here comes Georgetown. Quickly up they get it. Pickett over to Blair. And now Mosley has it outside right. We got 1:20 to play first half. Screen set. Mosley to his left. Jump pass, top of the key, Pickett. Pickett trying to make a move. We'll take a top of the key three. No good. Short, long rebound rolling. Out of bounds. Diving for the Hoyas. Johnson could not get to it. A great effort given. And it's Mount basketball. With 1:11 remaining first half. Mount St. Mary's down by 20. 54-34. And Planudis will inbound. You got Carey and Robinson on the floor along with Stallings and Jonah Antonio. So Planudis gets it in, and Don Carey will bring it up here from Mount St. Mary's. Carey gets it front court left. Man-to-man, the Hoyas have brought throughout this game. They're not running a weave up top. Carey has it straight away to his left, looking to drive the basketball, taking it in, and it's blocked. It looked like it may have hit the backboard. Soda knocking it away. Long lead now. Junior jumps, and he steals it. Here comes the Mount. Carey going up and laying it in. What a steal, Junior Robinson. And they nearly, Planudis got a steal on that inbound, as now Blair gets it to Mosley front court, and the Hoyas will hold. 15-second difference, shot clock and game clock, as it is a 54-36 game. Screen to both sides. Mosley, top of the key. Johnson, pump fake. Now at the foul line, back out to Mosley, and he'll get it right side for Blair. 10 to shoot. Blair looking to drive on Antonio. Putting it up, a runner short. Rebound, Blair gets it back, knocked away. And the Mounts got it. They can hold for the final shot of the half. Stallings captured that basketball as Robinson brings it front court. The Mount down by 18. Junior Robinson has it near center floor. Robinson looking to make something happen. He'll make a move with five to his left. Long, high arcing three, no good. Long rebound to Antonio at the buzzer, a three short. And it's halftime here at Georgetown. Well, the Mount with a late run to get it back to 18. But the Hoyas are still firmly in control after an outstanding offensive first half for Georgetown here tonight. Our halftime score, the Hoyas on top, 54-36. We're going to take a break. We return with a look at halftime stats. It's coming up right after this, as this is Mount St. Mary's basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Big Cup.
50% more.
Homemade taste.
Only fast.
Musselman's.
Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey. Does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when Local Brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack. With exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
It's the middle of the night when Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Bobby Planudis, and Mount Mayhem Lives Here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball at 930 WFMD.